Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No. Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. I'm kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's strong in presentations over and over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You know, long.
Yeah, salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Schmack dogs.
On my mind, I get to talk to a Brett Bielma autograph. Football. McLean Stahl is with us. Game day spirit, man. You talk about something that is affiliated with Illini Sports as heavily as possible. You guys do a wonderful job. You still have your trailer out there, or not the trailer, the tent. You'll still have that out there tomorrow. What does it mean to you guys? And I know you're also at, like, Ball State. There's a couple of other spots, like three or four other spots that game day spirit is in. But what does it mean to you guys to have such a tight affiliation with the University of Illinois Athletics?
Oh, I mean, it means the world to us. You know, at the end of the day, everybody who works for game day, you know, first and foremost, we're Illini fans.
Yes.
So, you know, we love what we do. You know, to be able to provide the service that we provide to Illini fans just means the world to us. And it's just such a cool gig, you know, to be able to be so close to Illini Athletics and all that kind of stuff. It's awesome.
I've always said I couldn't eat in a or I couldn't work in a pizza place because I'd want to eat pizza every day. I couldn't work in a bar for obvious reasons. I couldn't work at Game Day Spirit because I'd be buying something every day at that place. You guys literally have everything, anything anybody can even think about that they want, you guys have it.
We like to think so. Yeah, no, absolutely. And I'm the exact same way. It's like I see products come in every day, and I unfortunately can't keep my hands off them. So I'm right there with you.
What has happened with the why is, like, 2023 the return of the sweat bee?
I don't know.
I mean, they're everywhere. What is going on with these sweat bees?
I think it's Hans behind us.
It is Hans, yeah. We got rid of Jay Lehman, and the static left. And when Hans leaves, maybe the sweat bees will leave. Tell me about Game Day Spirit. You guys have so much stuff that any Illini football fan could need. I always laugh. The Illinois football season kind of almost takes you through three stages. You get summer because it's going to be hotter than you know what tomorrow. Then eventually you finally get fall for, like, 3 days, so it's nice hoodie weather, relaxed, and then you get winter. So you guys, though, can accommodate any Illinois fan in any one of those sections, right? In
oh,
terms
yeah.
of wear.
Absolutely. You know, we got t-shirts for, you know, tomorrow's gonna be hot in the afternoon, but, you know, it might cool down by the time, you know, we're rolling through that game. So we'll have t-shirts and sweatshirts all the way through fall, and then we got jackets through winter. So you know, if it's apparel or, you know, novelties or gifts or whatever, and it's Illinois, we should have it.
I'm going to Game Day Spirit right after this because, as many probably noticed, I've grown a little bit. So none of my stuff that I've purchased in the last couple of years really fits that well.
And you look great to me, Lon.
I don't think anybody needs to see me in a tight shirt. I appreciate that, McLean. You're wonderful. I'm going, though, right after, and I'm going to hit there on Neil. Is there a big difference between the Neil Street, Game Day Spirit, and Green Street?
You know, there definitely was, and we actually just recently expanded our Neil Street location as well. So we have a lot more square footage over there on Neil. The entire parking lot is ours, and we have a big set of double doors
That's
right
awesome.
Off the parking lot, so you don't have to walk around the store anymore, which, you know, wasn't necessarily my favorite. But that store is just awesome now. You know, we have a lot of great products. We do carry some different products in our
okay.
Neil Street store than we do our, you know, our campus store. Campus, we're really gearing towards, you know, student traffic
right.
and all that kind of stuff. And we really feel our Neal Street store, you know, caters to the old Champaign Urbana like community. Yeah. I didn't want to say it, but yeah, basically.
The old old people like me that walk in.
And so we have some nicer products there for sure.
Absolutely. So. And I know there's some great stuff there that I can't wait to get my hands on and get going with the brand new stuff going into this season. How excited are you for this season? You're a local kid, Monticello, Illinois. You grew up an Illini fan. Obviously, business is better at game day when Illinois sports is winning. How big is this season going to be for the Illini?
You know, you're definitely right. Business is definitely better. So, you know, I'm really excited. You know, I feel like I'm like a lot of Illini fans in a lot of ways, but, you know, I'm excited to see what the new quarterback's going to do.
Yep.
You know, I think our defense is going to be in really good shape, and, you know, having some solid skill guys on the offensive side of the ball could lead to, you know, a really successful season. So, you know, I'm very hopeful and, you know, obviously going to be there in support and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I'm excited for this year. I think that we have some opportunities to do some really cool things.
It's going to be awesome. McLean Stahl. And, of course, you guys are open almost every night until 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
If I did my homework correct.
Yeah, no.
Because I needed to make sure you were going to be open tonight when I left here.
We'll keep the door open for you.
You're so
like,
nice.
Like Motel 6 or whatever it is.
Keep the light on for
yeah,
me.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, Game Day Spirit, of course, they're on Neal Street and, of course, on Green Street and also in Grange Grove tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You guys are going to be running that. Who's the unfortunate ones that have to work that?
Not me anymore.
you paid your dues.
I have paid my dues. Yeah, no, we have a great team of event workers
out there
that have been out there for years, and you know, customer service is first and foremost our priority. So we like to think we give a second to none.
Amen.
You know, experience out there. So if you're at the game tomorrow, need some new Illini gear,
stop by
Grange Grove, stop by our container setup. We have a great selection of all kinds of different things out there for. You know, all ages, like to your point, anything you want.
Anything.
If you want a sweatshirt tomorrow and, you know, at noon and it's 95 degrees out or whatever it's going
to
be,
we'll give it to you.
So be it. We'll give it to you. Yeah, absolutely. So.
We'll give it to you after you pay.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, we'll make sure you do that.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, McLean Stahl, thanks, buddy.
All right, thanks a lot.
Appreciate it, man. That is McLean Stahl. He's from Game Day Spirit, local kid, Monticello, Illinois. All right, you say his name like nope, and nope is what he never gave a receiver because nobody ever caught passes against Craig Swope. He was an All-American. He is one of Illinois' best ever, and he was on that 83 Rose Bowl team. And when we return, we will talk to him here at Pia's. And, Derek, before we sneak out of this segment real quick, I want to remind everybody here at Pia's. Now, we're going to be here until 5, and then I believe Diane is going to be playing some music after that. They've got karaoke tonight, I believe, at 9 o'clock, so they got a lot of stuff going on here at Pia's. DJ Diane Ducey from 5 to 8, so she'll be here tonight. Let's get that rolling. $3.75 Coors Light Drafts, $3.50 Twisted Tea, $16.75 for a Coors Light 16-ounce bottle of bottles, excuse me. This is every Friday now. Bullet Bourbon and Rye, $5. I was actually watching, you know, I'm a big Bar Rescue fan, and the other day I watched one of the newer ones, and they had Bullet Bourbon on there, and I'm like, hey, I know what that is now, because I just had to say it on a commercial. Captain Morgan is $4 today as well, and Fireball Shots for $4. Oh, my. Mike Nelson's back there throwing him down like he's going crazy, these Fireball. No, he's not. He's not. I see Chuck Smith in the house. He always brings us a lot of our great gear. I mean, everybody's in the house tonight. So this is awesome. Let's talk to Craig when we get back. You want to? Talk to a defensive back that is a stud. We'll do it next. We're live at Pia's. It is The Drive.
Join Fighting Illini Football for a family reunion in Memorial Stadium on Saturday, September 2nd, to open the 2023 season. Bring the whole family and enjoy the family fun in Grange Grove with bounce houses, face painting, live music, tailgating, and more. Get a family four-pack of tickets for only $49 as the Illini take on Toledo on Saturday, September 2nd. Get your tickets at fightingillini.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience, several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Illini fans, come out and enjoy two slices of Jets Detroit-style deep dish pizza and a cider ranch at Street Fest coming September 9th from 1 to 7 p.m. with the Chowdown in Campus Town. Bring $5 to 6th Street between Healy and Green Streets and get two slices of Jets' famous Detroit-style pizza with that signature crispy, crunchy, cheesy crust. Street Fest on Saturday, September 9th with two slices of Jets. Everybody loves Jets. Better because it has to be.
At Busey Bank, we're proud to serve our local community through financial guidance and community investment. Offering sound advice and actionable insight, Busey builds financial strength, supports homeownership dreams, and offers customized lending strategies, connecting with our neighbors to build stronger communities. Busey Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
The Blossom Basket Florist has been in business since 1954. In the last 25 years, the Blossom Basket Florist has processed over 535,000 orders. That's 21,400 orders per year. With that type of volume, they know they have satisfied customers who just keep coming back. Find out why their customers love their designs and customer service. From simple to simply magnificent, they can design for any type of event. Visit them at 1002 North Cunningham in Urbana or online at blossombasket.com.
Ready for an exciting change? At Merle Norman, we can take your look from ordinary to extraordinary in a matter of minutes. Our innovative skincare, perfectly matched foundations, and on-trend colors will make a difference that's written all over your face. Come in and see what a makeover can do. We'll help select the products that are just right for you, and we'll teach you tips that the pros know about applying your most flattering shades. Ask for your free express makeover today, calling 217-359-8100 or visit 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
Welcome to Sarah Champaign, where your dream car awaits. With an exquisite selection of top-tier vehicles, impeccable service, and unbeatable prices, they are your ultimate destination for automotive excellence. Experience luxury, performance, and style like never before. Visit today and drive home in the vehicle you've always desired. Sarah Champaign, Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick, your journey towards automotive perfection starts here. Visit them at Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Daikin ductless mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website, happyhealing.us.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Lehman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Back on the drive with Tay and Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5, live from Pia's Sports Bar and Grill, West Springfield. Get out here if you're not here already. Got a great crowd, great specials, 375 Coors Light drafts, 350 Twisted Tees, buckets of Coors Light, 16-ounce bottles, Fireball. Lon's big on the Fireball. He's got a show to do. Hans D will do Fireball shots with you until 5 o'clock, and then Lon will take over after that. But in the meantime, we're getting to – it's a great weekend to celebrate a Big Ten title winner back in 1983, the Illini football team. Craig Swope on that squad, a second-team All-American safety, kind enough to join us here. Craig, how you doing? Thanks for coming out.
Doing great. Glad to be here. Love being back, seeing some of my old teammates, and it's really been great. Coach White even made it back.
Awesome.
So it's good to see all the guys again.
When you think about that season and you guys get together and it's for something like this, what – memories first maybe come to mind for a team that did as much as you guys did?
The history that we made. Nobody will ever break that record or ever do that again because they don't play all the teams now. And some I'm a part of and some I was a part of with a lot of great guys, a lot of great friends. We've loved playing with one another and playing for each other. And it's just something I always remember, I tell my kids about, and it's just a great record to have, something to never be broken.
Did you guys know that could be, going into the season, did you feel like that could be a special year? How did that come about for you in terms of, I mean, in October you guys beat three top 10 teams
right,
all here in Champaign, which is incredible.
Yeah.
But what was that in terms of how you thought it was going in and just the way that it progressed?
Well, we didn't know. A lot of procrastinators had us pick fourth or fifth in the Big Ten that year. We started off slow. We lost to Missouri the first game, played Stanford the second game, and I think it turned around when Joe Miles blocked the punt in that game, and John Ayers recovered it for a touchdown, and it kind of snowballed. And then the next game we played was Michigan State in East Lansing, and they had just beat Notre Dame, which was ranked that year, and they was talking a lot of smack. And after that game, I think that game gave us a lot of confidence going into the Iowa game, and I think when we beat Iowa 33-0 and shut them out, I think that really just snowballed and really gave us that confidence that we could really beat all those teams. And we were so close the year before against Michigan on the 4 or 5 yard line, had four downs and we couldn't get it in. And a lot of guys remember that. And so we wanted to show that we could beat them. We remember that from the previous year.
I was talking to Kent Brown yesterday, former associate AD at Illinois, and he was telling me the story about the Iowa game. You guys are up 33-0. Iowa's just trying to get on the board to make it look semi-respectable, and you guys had like a goal line stand at the very end of the game.
Right at the end of the game, we stopped and helped them for four downs, and on fourth down, they went forward, and we stopped them then. And just a great feeling because I remember the year before we went to Iowa, and Hayden Fry painted the locker room pink. And so we just wanted to just get some revenge and just wanted to show that we could play with those guys, with the big teams.
What do you remember about the atmosphere at Memorial Stadium? A win like that, obviously Ohio State and Michigan follow after those in October. What do you remember about what that place was like?
That stadium used to rock. We used to sell out all the time. I remember one game, the Ohio State game, I think the one side by the eye block was shaking, and they had to repair it. But it was a great atmosphere. Had packed house every game, and the students were just so much fun and excitement on camp, and it was just great atmosphere to be around.
I think I can still pick myself out in that picture. in the picture against Michigan, we set the all-time record for attendance.
I remember that after the game, they rushed the field, and it took like about an hour to get back into the locker room with so many people out on the field.
That is so awesome. I want to ask you, who was better, David Williams as a wide receiver or Craig Swope as a defensive back?
Me and Dave was roommate that year.
Were you?
We was roommate my sophomore year. Dave was a great All-American receiver, set all kinds of records. We was pretty even. We was competitive, and I think, you know, I give Dave my group. I love him still today.
Yep.
He was a great wide receiver, so I don't know. We're about even, I would say. he caught a lot of passes over me in practice, but a lot of time I got some good hits on him in practice.
You got the best of him. How good was he, though, as a wide receiver? I mean, obviously, when you look at the records, Mikey Dudek came in and approached, you know, his freshman year as an All-American, and you thought, man, maybe Mike Dudek could do some damage and try to get close to Dave Williams. He's still far behind David Williams.
Right.
That's unbelievable.
He was great. I just – when I first saw him, he was lanky and tall, and I didn't think he was that good of a receiver. But, man, when he got on the field and played, he was a very competitive guy.
Yeah.
And just a great receiver. I he turned out to be one of the best receivers ever.
It's unbelievable. Now, I found out why I think you're such a cool guy. You're from Florida.
Right.
You're from the Atlantic side
right.
in Florida. Mike White obviously had a reach when it came to recruiting. And I know, like, a lot of JUCOs came from California, it seemed like, And what was that process like? Why in the world would a kid that's living on a beach down there and enjoying life, why in the world would you pick Central Illinois and come to the University of Illinois?
Coach White was a great salesman. I have a story to tell about I was really headed to Michigan until I met Bo Schembechler on my recruiting trip. And I couldn't stand him. And I said, I'm not going there. And so, but my parents was really impressed with Coach White. My mom loved him. And after I said I wasn't going to Michigan, I chose to go to come. I said my choice is Illinois. I was leaving Florida, and so I said I'm going to Illinois.
I'll go to Illinois. It's even closer for my parents to come up. You said you're – okay, so I asked you before we started, because my whole life I've always said I want to make sure if I ever meet him that I get his last name right.
Right.
And it is Swope.
It is Swope.
Yeah. But you did say that some people, when you first got here, some of your teammates even called you – Swoop.
Yeah, and a lot of people, I would tell them Craig Swoop. They said, never heard of him, but if I say Craig Swoop, oh, you got played.
Oh, you were good.
Right, and so I didn't mind, but my parents were playing a game on national TV, and my mom kept hearing the announcer say Swoop. And my mom, so that next week, my mom called the information director, which was Tab Bennett at the time, and got on him.
Don't Tab, mess with mom.
Yeah, Tab came to me after practice and said, man, your mom called me and told me she got on me about your last name. I said, yeah, it is Swope, but I said, I don't mind you calling me Swoop. I say Swope is Swooping.
That, exactly. That's awesome. Well, that's a great story. By the way, I got to give you two credit. So my younger son finally got me a little bit up to speed in the shoe game, the shoe department. Uh-huh. But look at you two, man. You guys have me just – I'm loving the orange. I'm loving that, man.
I bleed orange and blue.
I bet.
I love being back here. I moved back here about 3 years ago. I just love being back because I had such a great time when I was here in college with with people backing us and just so much fun I had here and great memories.
Yes.
I became a young man here and grew up in a lot of ways became a man here. So I have a lot of fun memories here, and I'm glad I'm back.
You were known as a hitter. I mean, you were an aggressive guy. And I look at you, and you said at, what, 60? I mean, you look crazy. You look like you could go take down a running back right now. what was that always part of your football anatomy, I guess, is to go out there and really just hammer people?
I guess I played basketball, football, and baseball in high school. But I said you couldn't go anywhere. I love football because you can hit someone as hard as you can, knock them out, and don't get in any trouble. So I said, I like this. I can knock somebody out and don't go to jail or don't get in any trouble. So I think I'm going to choose football because I love hitting. And I love – coach one time in high school tried to get me to play offense. And a guy hit me, one of my teammates hit me in practice. I said, nah, I don't want to do that. So I've always loved defense. I've always loved hitting guys. And it's just been great on the defense. Love playing defense.
Awesome to have Craig Swope out here, second-team All-American, former Illini, part of the Big Ten title-winning Illini team back in 1983. What was it like playing for Mike White? You talked about him as a recruiter. As someone who didn't live through the 80s, unfortunately, I would love to see you guys play, but you hear a lot about how awesome Mike White was here and how devastating it was when he was no longer coaching with the Illini. What, as someone who played for him, what was he like?
He was just a great motivator. He could say your own things. You want to run through a brick wall for him. And we all loved him. He treated everybody with respect and just had that charisma. He was just a great coach, a great people person, and just loved to be around. And he was always there for us. His door was always open. And he always made us feel home. All the guys from out of town, out of state, just made us feel good. And everybody say the same thing. They just love. He was a great salesman. And he was just a great personality and great motivator.
I heard the stories of them carrying the goalposts out after the Michigan win or some of those, the Iowa win. I think they did the same thing as
yeah,
well.
They did, yeah.
What was it like seeing that?
It was great just to see the fan. And finally, we wanted to set our own tone for Illinois at the time because it had been a while, and we thought we had a great tradition going and started. And it was just great seeing the crowd to get them something they can be proud of. We had a winner, and just being a part of that, it was just great.
Illinois got a taste of being a winner last year, 8-5, and hoping to build on that. What do you think about what Brett Bielema is doing and the ability to try to build something sustainable?
I think he's doing a great job. I think he's heading in the right direction. He's recruiting well. From last year's build up on from last season, just like you say, went 8-5. Those last three games kind of faltered a little bit. But I think he's headed in the right direction. I think we're going to build off from that going into this year. And I think we got the right guy finally in.
How tough was that through the years when you knew you were a winner here at Illinois and having that program not be one for so long?
It was rough. I was back in Florida at the time, and, you know, I hear all the stuff about the Hurricanes and the Gators and the Seminoles. And I tell them I'm from Illinois. And they say, y'all was good in the 80s, but now y'all hadn't been. So it was rough, but, you know, now we're getting back into it. So it's fun, and I'm glad to be here because I've always, just like I said, I bleed orange and blue, Modi, Illinois. And so I'm glad we're getting back to where we used to be, and hopefully we keep continuing to get even better and do more and do better things.
Craig Swope, we'll wrap up with you here in a second. Now, we've already established the idea that you're stronger than me, so don't get mad at me when I ask you this question. But it did seem like for a while every Big Ten team that went out to play in the Rose Bowl would not come home a winner. And I there were all sorts of excuses. Well, you know, they're going out to their home, essentially, out there. You guys have so many things and activities that kept you kind of distracted, if you will, before the game. You guys obviously took it a little bit on the chin against UCLA. Right. What do you think was the biggest reason for that? Were they that much better, or was it just a matter of you guys just did not play a very good game?
Even after that game, we always said if we played them again, we would beat them. I think we went out there. We played on the 2nd of January that year.
Yeah.
And we went out there. Excuse me. We went out there on the 19th.
Goodness.
So
sakes.
We stayed in Newport Beach for 1 week, and then we moved to Pasadena the second before the week before the game. And so I think that had a little something to do with it, but that's the only blemish we had, and we felt bad that we couldn't pull, you know, get that victory too. Having a great year that we had,
yeah.
Still kind of feel bad because I made a play in that game, and I feel like that kind of started the momentum the other way, and I take responsibility for that. And I said I'm the one caused that, but. It's just rough. I guess going out there, I don't know. I wish they could switch it sometime and let them play the Rose Bowl in the Midwest one
year.
Yeah,
come here when it's cold.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
But no excuse. They beat them. They was a better team that day.
Yeah. Jack Trudeau, a pretty good quarterback. And, boy, did you have a list of, you know, Tony Eason to Jack Trudeau to Jeff George and on down the line. I mean, there was quarterback you for a long time. What was Jack like as a teammate?
Jack was a great teammate. I remember me and him was voted. He was the offensive captain. I voted the defensive captain our senior year. I'm a Jack Trudeau fan, still is. I got to play with Jack also in the NFL 2 years with the Colts.
That's right.
I was playing with the Colts, and he was the quarterback. So I'm always a Jack Trudeau fan and always will be.
You were drafted by the Buccaneers.
Right.
So I bet your mom, number one, was excited to get you back home. But what was that like for you to all of a sudden say, wow, I'm going back to Florida, I guess?
It was great to go back to Florida, but at the time, Tampa Bay wasn't that great of a team.
Right.
But it was good to get back to Florida and close to my family. My dad never saw me play live in college, but when I got in the pros, he was able to see me play in the pros because I was with Tampa. So he got to come to some games, and so it was glad to be back close to my family and friends.
What was it like to play in the league and to have a presence there for Illinois at the time, and you guys built that pretty well through the 80s?
It was great. It was a great experience. It was different. We played different back in the 80s. Now football has changed. We played a more brutal sport. But it was a great feeling, a great experience, something I've always dreamed of doing as a little kid, making it to the NFL, and I was actually got to live out that dream. It was great. I tell people, you can't really explain it. It's something you got to experience. Unless you played it, you wouldn't know what I'm talking about, but it was a great feeling. It's just great. In the NFL, everybody good. You get in college, you have great players. But once you make it to the NFL, I always said, man, these are grown men. And everybody's good. Nobody's, they tell you, well, he's not good at. That's not true. Everybody, when you make it to the NFL, you're at the elite level and you are good. You're not there for nothing. You made it there for a reason.
I got two more for you. So last year, that secondary, now in the NFL, you look at Devin Witherspoon, Quan Martin, right, Sidney Brown. What did you think about those guys?
Great secondary. I'm like, Illinois, one thing I've always said about Illinois, especially in the days when we were winning, we always had great defense. Yes. And so that started there, and I think Coach has started that again. They had a great secondary. I mean, you get that many guys drafted in the NFL and playing on teams. I've seen all those guys made NFL rosters this year. It's great. It's awesome to see that again.
To replace them, you got some inexperience back there. What do you think is going to be important for Illinois to continue to have a really good – their front seven's really, really good, but some unknowns in the secondary back there with just some inexperience. What do you think would be key for those guys in those spots as a former standout safety yourself?
Just play to your strength and just technique-wise, and just use your technique of what coach teach you in practice. If they stick with that and just work hard and keep chipping away – and at a defensive back, you got to have a short-term memory. You may let somebody score or catch a pass, but you got to forget about it the next play. Play the next play like it's a whole totally different play, and that play that never happened. So you got to have a short-term memory at defensive back.
I'm going to make amends for my Rose Bowl question. When you were here and the 80s belonged to the Illini, that 83 team, I turned 13, right, that year.
Right.
What is it like to know that you essentially – a lot of what you did, and guys like Levi Cobb, I can remember names like that, but to know that you really helped build an Illini fan out of me and a lot of people like me, now that I'm going to be 53, and you guys were such instrumental thing in helping the younger generation really embrace Illinois and become huge Illini fans, what's that like to know that you were able to do that?
It's great, and that's one part of the reason I chose Illinois was I could come here and start my own identity. I wasn't at Michigan where they had traditional Ohio State. Yeah. We could start something here, start a winning tradition back again since it had been a while. I was want to say 63, 64 since Dick Buckus was playing. Yeah. And so we got to start our own tradition. Me, Jack Trudeau, Thomas Rook, Jim DeRiga, a lot of the guys that came in, we all came in together. We wanted to set our own thing here at Illinois, start a tradition of winning and being a good team and being respectable.
Very cool. All right, we've taken up enough of your time, but I would be a bad interview if I didn't ask you, what didn't you like about Bo Schembechler?
He was too arrogant. Just arrogant. He had over his office door when you walk in, those who stay will be champs. And I just didn't really care for him. I love Coach White, and that was the kind of guy I wanted. And
Mike's the man.
And Coach White was a great, and I'm glad I made the decision that I made to come to Illinois. And I don't regret not one minute because we got to beat Michigan and beat them in the way we did. So I got some payback.
Well, they got a sign up at Illinois that says the 1983 Illini are champs. So congrats to you. Enjoy the weekend. And thanks so much for taking the time out here today with us.
Thank you so much, and go Illini.
Greg Swope, second team All-American, former Illini. Awesome. Awesome to have you out here. Kyle, let's take us to a break. We'll be back here at Pia's. This is The Drive.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Make plans
plans to pop into Pia's at 1609 West Springfield Avenue for happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Friday with 16-ounce drafts, just $3.25. Well drinks, $4. Taco Tuesdays get you big tacos for $2.50. $2 off on tequila shots and margaritas, $5. Get Mexican beers for $4 each. Go south of the border on Tuesdays at Pia's. Then there's Whiskey Wednesdays and karaoke a few times a month on Fridays with $4 fireball shots. Uh-oh. Pia's is the place to party any day of the week.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Their slogan, "We have it when you need it." Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials as well as safety equipment all available. Call 402-8123. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website, happyhealing.us.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. This Labor Day weekend, it's your time to save more than ever before on flooring, furniture, and accessories. Choose Mohawk waterproof luxury vinyl floors or durable Mohawk RevWood, and the installation is half off. Buy Mohawk carpet, and the installation is free. Choose from today's best colors and styles, including exceptionally durable Mohawk Smart Strand carpet. And during our Labor Day sale, you'll also get up to a $1,000 rebate on Mohawk carpets and floors. Then shop our amazing selection of furniture, rugs, and accessories. It's all buy one, get one half off. Plus, now you can buy it all with special 2 years free financing. You'll always find unmatched service from our family-owned business. If you're ready to start a project, we're here for you. Don't miss our Labor Day sale through Monday only at Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Open Labor Day 10 to 5.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Join the Urbana Park District for the 25th anniversary of the Wandale Sculpture Garden on September 15th at Meadowbrook Park. The fun starts at 3:30 with refreshments, followed by the rededication ceremony. At 5 o'clock, there's a walk through the sculpture garden. Listen to great jazz music at various stations along the way. The Wandale Sculpture Garden, a local jewel in public art. September 15th in Meadowbrook Park. Visit urbanaparks.org.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lante and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Live at Pia's, it is The Drive with Tay and Piper. Thanks to Rob and Kyle back at the station, although Kyle passed me today and didn't bother to wave. And I was like, thanks, Kyle. That's really nice of you to just blow me off. But, hey, you know I'm getting back at you because you did all this work to get all this sound from these coaches, and we probably won't even use it. So we're getting back at you, Kyle, as best I can. Hans D is in the house, the legend. We're going to do a little who you got coming up to finish the show. But right now I'm visiting with Ben Quattrone from Sarah Champagne. Ben, how are you, man?
You know, I'm doing great. We're selling cars like candy bars.
You guys are all over the place with advertising. You guys do a wonderful job of representing yourself. But everybody I've talked to that has ever purchased a car or had a car worked on or anything comes away with an A-plus attitude about Sarah Champagne. So obviously, you're not just all talk. You guys get it done when it counts.
You know, we have to. It's a culture there, and everybody buys cars from the manufacturer. We all buy them for the same price. The only difference is the experience when they come in the store. And sadly, people expect the worst, and we try to give them the best.
Isn't that amazing how that is? Because they hear one story, right?
Sure.
There's always that one story that happened in life, and you hear about it, and you think it's going to happen to you. So that's the amazing thing about it. So, well, Ben Quattrone. Chad giving you hell up there. Hey, Ben. There you go. Oh, no, that's scary. If anybody out there, we've got an announcement that Ben's going to make, and you're going to want to hear this, especially if you want tickets for tomorrow. Ben, go ahead.
Yeah, so I've got 4 50-yard line seats and a parking pass in the suite parking lot, burning a hole in my pocket. They're section 127, which is right on the 50. Row 16, just above the helmets. You know,
nice.
If you get down too close, you can't see because the helmets are in your way. You know, on the Illinois side. So row 16 is about perfect. Seats 9, 10, 11, and 12. They're among the best seats in the house, and we're happy to give them away. And I just told Stevie, I said, let's just give these away every week. We'll give them away. You listen to the Stevie J show on probably Thursday mornings or Friday mornings. We'll be giving them away every week.
That is awesome, Ben. Thank you so much for doing that. That is incredible. Well, here's what we're going to do. So if everyone is interested in winning these 4 50-yard line tickets plus a parking pass tomorrow, we're going to do a re-sign-up for this. Is that correct, Diane?
I mean, if they're in there.
Or if you're already in here, you don't have to. Okay, so if you're not in here, if you haven't signed up, please come up and sign up. We'll give it a second here, and then we will draw that before the end of the show. And you must be present to win, but, I mean, we've only got about 14 more minutes, so I think they can be. Just order another drink. So, Ben, we really appreciate this, man. Sarah Champagne coming through for us. You've got the excellent shoe game going as well, man.
Yeah,
those are awesome.
Well, you got to be able to walk around a car lot, you know what I'm saying?
they look comfortable.
They're very comfortable. They're just kind of a sneaker on the bottom.
I love it.
You can't appraise a car in alligator shoes.
Are you a golfer?
I am.
Big golfer. I love that.
I have golf clubs, and I go to the golf course.
I get you there. Last thing for you, Ben. How excited are you for this Illini season this year, especially coming off what Brett Bielema and that crew did last season?
Oh, my gosh. I tell you, what really makes me excited is the work ethic that I know that team has and Brett has. He lives about for normal people, about a 9-iron away from me. But for me, it's like a driver. I'm in the other neighborhood. But he leaves. I help him with his car sometimes. It's 5 in the morning. He meets me in my driveway.
Wow.
And when I have to meet him in the evening, it's 10:30, 10:45 at night. And really, it's 7 days a week except for the month of July. He's just an animal.
It's ridiculous. I've always told coaches that you make a lot of money, but I don't think you understand how little you make per the hours you work. I don't think that I'd want to know how much I make an hour, even if you're making a couple million.
Yeah, no. But you just tell, it's one of those things. They're going to get out what they put in, and they're really putting all the work in.
It's incredible. Ben Quattrone, thank you so much, sir. Appreciate your help, and thank you to Sarah Champagne. They're a big sponsor on Stevie J Broadcasting, and we really appreciate everything they do and appreciate these tickets that he's going to be giving away, not just today, but all season. So this is awesome. So, again, if you have not signed up, make sure you come up and sign up and get a chance to win 4 tickets at the 50-yard line and a parking pass in the suite parking lot. I'm not even sure where the suite parking lot is. So us horseshoe guys, we got our own parking lot out there. So, all right, we got Hans D coming up, but I have to do this. We just mentioned, obviously, Brett Bielema, and Kyle back at the station did put this together. So I wanted to get a chance to hear from Coach Bielema on his take on the Toledo squad that they are about to face. Here is the head coach of the Fighting Illini talking about game one against Toledo.
You know, whether we're playing Toledo, we opened up a year ago against Wyoming, the first year against Nebraska, I think what you got to understand, it's still how Illinois football plays Illinois football, right? So I've talked to those guys a lot. That's been a big one for us. We need to prep and play to play Illinois football. I think every snap that we take, I don't care if it's field goal protection or field goal block, if it's punt, punt return, if it's offense, defense, we got to take every snap to play physical and fast, right? Like, the only way you can do that is to know your assignments before they happen. And then, you know, for us, this is the beginning of our schedule. This is the beginning of our journey. You're going to have to ride the highs and battle through the lows, and that happens in a week. It happens in a practice, and it definitely happens in a game. So we got to respond to bad moments. They haven't been Toledo to us. They've been MAC champs since last spring to where they are. They're projected to be the next MAC champs again, so it was kind of a good message for our players to hear. And then I think our players respect good players, and when they see Toledo play, they see the way that they play, the individual play. Like, you know, they have Rossi, who's up for an Outland Trophy at the offensive line. He's a really good player. Obviously, their quarterback speaks for itself. They have some back-end guys at corner and safety. They're as good gets. Actually, the corner was committed here at one point, right? And it's kind of a crazy way that it all lays out. Just a lot of really good players. And then, obviously, everybody respects Johnny and his family and what they do. So I think even Juwan, like, however this plays out, they see another really good player. They know how good a player Johnny is. Now they hear his brother's up for the Blitnikoff. That gathers their attention really quickly.
That is Brett Bielma, of course, Illinois head football coach, getting ready. Is this season three? Season three for him. So, interesting. Are you there?
Season three?
There. Now you're there. You weren't there for a second.
I wasn't, no.
This is an Illinois team, by the way, that returns 10 all-Big Ten players. That is the most in the West, fourth overall in the Big Ten. Toledo has 16 starters back from a 9-5 team that went to the Boca Raton Bowl last year. That's where Hans D, that's where your mom is from, I believe, right? That is correct. So 31 points a game they averaged last year, Derek Piper. You got any more nitty-gritty tidbits before we get to who you got? I know you wrote down some stuff.
I do. You look at Daquan Finn. It starts there for this Toledo offense, and you think about a dual threat, a guy that 23 touchdowns to the year. He did have 12 picks. He had a couple of games where his turnovers really broke their backs. He had three picks in one, four in another. This is a young secondary, at least in terms of inexperience. So I don't know that Illinois is going to maybe make that a situation where they're going to take the ball away that often. But you got to be opportunistic. When you think about Luke Altmyer making his first start with the Illini, think about a new stable of running backs. You don't have Chase Brown to lean on. I think any opportunity to put Toledo in a tough situation, turn the ball over, get that momentum in the crowd. Because Jay said it on Monday, and I fully agree with it. The longer that Toledo believes they can win the football game, the more dangerous it becomes as you get deeper into the second half.
And I agree.
You don't want this being a fourth quarter where Toledo has a slight lead or within a score, if possible. I know it's only a 9.5-point spread. So, I mean, Vegas is thinking it's relatively close. But Johnny Newton's brother's a pretty good receiver. Juwan Newton is 800 receiving yards, 9 touchdowns last year. They get another receiver back, 500 yards, Devin Maddox through the air. And defensively, their front isn't – they have to replace some guys on their front four.
Okay.
But they got a really good linebacker, Dallas Gant, 116 tackles last year. And Quinyon Mitchell, third-team All-American corner. Probably going to see a lot of Isaiah Williams in those matchups. It's an experienced Toledo back four when you think about their corners, their safeties. I think that's something that will make this a little bit tougher than maybe you'd expect a game one for a quarterback like Altmyer. We'll see how he handles that.
Okay. We've got a Brett Bielma autographed football to give away. We've got 4 50-yard line tickets to give away before the end of the show, and I want to do both those live. So we got to get rolling here on who you got. Are you ready to do that?
I'm ready.
Let's bring in Kyle. Let's bring in
as
the
well,
legend.
I should say.
Is he going to play the F-ball?
Oh, he's a pro.
He's a pro, man. We know what Kyle's all about. Going, man. All right.
Kyle's got it. All right, first up, we've got a Cubs at the Reds. Cubs won today, of course, because what's new? Who you guys got?
We could have done without the comment there.
4-game series against the Reds. I'll say the Cubs take – it's in Chicago or is it in Cincy?
It's in Cincy.
I'll say they split.
Okay. I'm not. I go Cubs win 3. They're already off to the 1 start, so I've got the betting odds in my favor, right? But – I know this Cubs team is ridiculously hot. They've won, what, 14 out of 15 or 13 out of 14? I'm going to go Cubs to win this series, and I think they kind of take down the Reds, and that might be the end of the Reds. It's a great season, Dan Hartland. It's a great season, Benny. But I think the Cubbies, man, they're playing as well as anybody in baseball right now.
You should be a Cubs fan, Lon. You'd be a great Cubs fan. All right, next up, we've got the Pirates at the Cardinals. Mitch Keller's pitching against Dakota Hudson. Who you got?
Pass.
Dakota's my guy, man.
Dakota's my guy. I'm going Dakota to win, and I'm going Waino to get 199 this weekend. 200 is going to happen, Derek Piper. I'm calling it.
Baseball season's over.
As I brought a baseball.
Next up, we're doing football. Fresno State at Purdue. Purdue's favored by 3.5. Who you got?
If you read my article on Atlanta Inquirer, I have the under in this game, under 48 points. You got Ryan Walters in his first game. I think he's going to make that a better defense. A couple of transfers to bring in. And Fresno State, a top 15 scoring defense last year. They replace a lot on offense. So new quarterback, new running back, three new receivers. So I think it's a lower scoring game. We'll be surprised if Fresno wins, though.
Okay.
Spoils Ryan Walters' debut.
If you've heard the show, understand that I don't sit here and root for Big Ten teams. I don't care. We're going against them in recruiting, so I'd rather all Big Ten teams lose. I like Ryan Walters. He was great for us, right? But now he's the enemy, and so are a couple of other coaches. I kind of not big on this storyline. I'm ready for Fresno State to come out and get it, and I think they are. I think they beat Purdue.
I like it. All right, next up, it's the game of the week. We've got Toledo visiting Champaign, Illinois. Illinois is favored by 9.5 points. Over-under is 46. This is tomorrow at 6:30 on BTN. This is their first meeting. Illinois went 8-5, snapping a streak of 10 straight losing seasons. Illinois had a great defense last season. Toledo is defending MAC champions. They finished 9-5. They've got a good QB. He did really well against Ohio State last season. And Johnny Newton's brother is an all-MAC wide receiver on Toledo. Fun fact. Who you guys got?
If we had more time, I'd make as many Tim Beckman references as possible, the former Toledo coach and also with the Illini, but we don't have that kind of time. So I'll just get right to the point. I think it's going to be a little bit more close for comfort than people would like. I think Luke Altmyer will show some signs of being a young quarterback, a guy that doesn't have a lot of experience. I think it's 27-17 Illinois. I think their defense ultimately is enough. Get enough pressure on Daquan Finn, who I think they make some plays in the passing game, but not enough to upset the Illini. Illinois wins by 10.
Can I ask you a question? Did you and Jay Layman bring up Luke Altmyer when you guys were visiting?
We did, yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, otherwise, we just went almost
2 hours.
Thanks
for listening, Lon.
I wasn't. You're right. I was talking to Hans, the legend, who's going out to Learjet school, and I was more fascinated with that than I was.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
You and Jay Layman, I apologize. But, of course, I'm going to listen next hour when we replay the first hour, so I'll be able to hear you and Jay Layman. But it is interesting. I thought for a second we waited 2 hours before we even said the quarterback's name, which is interesting to do. Tomorrow, of course, is the return of the tailgate. It's the return of the P-wall in the horseshoe. Let's don't forget the P-wall. If you've never experienced it, it's something you have to take advantage of in the horseshoe. You have to make a trip down to do it. It's better, though, when it's cold out because the P-wall is warm. So you want to be in there when it's cold. It's the newness of Luke Altmyer, but you've got the return of Johnny Newton and Keith Randolph. And those guys didn't pass up getting drafted in the NFL to come back and lose to Toledo. I'll put it that way. I think that defense is going to be unbelievable tomorrow. I think that starting or that front four is going to be dynamic. You mentioned Seth Coleman. I think he's going to have a big game as well. Gabe Backus looks like he's ready to have a breakout season for Illinois on that line. And somebody's got to stop somebody on that line, so somebody's getting through. I'm going to go Illinois to win this game. I think Toledo only scores 10 points, and Illinois gets it done 24-10.
All right, I like it. We got time for one more, Hans. One more.
I just told Kyle, forget Fox next hour. If we go a little late this hour, come on. This is who you got with Hans D.
You're right.
We got things to give away.
All right, we got a legendary matchup here. Two coaches who had toxic cultures. P.J. Fleck versus Fitzgerald from Northwestern. Who you got?
Oh, man. And we're fighting, of course. Right?
These are fights again.
Mm, man. Where do I start?
Well, let me tell you what you don't get past is the fact he's going to have the quickness. He's going to have to stay on top. He's going to have to stay on his feet. Gets him to the mat. He's going to just pin him, and this fight is over for a while. I think
he's probably quick, and the energy is not
there. And Fleck's going to be dancing all around the ring. Grab Fleck, throw him to the ground, pin him, game over.
I wonder about Fleck's flexibility. Well, I mean, that zip-up's a little tight. It's tight on his neck, and I think he does have the slick head for him, like maybe elusive to be able to slip out of maybe a neck hold or something like that.
But, Derek, after every flight, Fleck stretches, and I've seen it firsthand.
It's like Russell Wilson?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's on the flight, after flight.
After flight, on the flight. He's always stretching.
And I do question, I mean,
so
Pat
Sons after flight.
He should. Pat Fitzgerald's awareness, not what I would have thought of for an All-American linebacker. He doesn't really know what's going on around him, but I'll take Fitzy. He's too strong and flex all energy.
I like it. All right, well, that's who.